Well, welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, they say that Meals on Wheels is really more than just about delivering meals to seniors. And, you know, they say that, but we are going to find out why. Joining us now, we have Matt Walker. He is the NTS coordinator, as in Nutrition and Transportation Services for Southeast Senior Services, and that is under the Catholic Community Service organization, which has a wide umbrella of things that it does. And we also have Julie Nielsen. She is a volunteer for Meals on Wheels. And maybe Matt, for people that aren't familiar with Meals on Wheels and how it serves seniors, you could just kind of give us a brief overview.
Sure. So Meals on Wheels here in Juneau operates out of the Juneau Senior Center, which is on West 12th Street. And on a weekly basis, we do 200 meals, not per week, per day. So 5 days a week, we are kicking out meals, and fantastic volunteers like Julie take them all over Juneau and deliver them to residents. During the pandemic, our numbers increased greatly. Previously, Meals on Wheels was primarily for people that were homebound or fresh out of the hospital or, just couldn't be as mobile as they'd like to be. During the pandemic, when we got rid of our congregate setting over at the senior center, we opened it up to everybody that was 60 and over. So our numbers increased greatly. And so every single day, we're kicking out nutritious, warm meals to residents. And we love our seniors and we love our elders. And this is what community is about for us.
You know, when you say that Meals on Wheels is more than about delivering meals, you probably saved a lot of lives by avoiding the need to go to the store, expose yourself to people, or just simply making it more safe and secure. Do you think, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the great things about this program is not only, are we delivering meals, and Julie can speak obviously to the social aspect of it, but we also use it as a to make sure people are doing okay, just as a wellness check. We knock on the door, we make sure that people are coming to the door, and if we notice that, you know, maybe their trash hasn't been taken out or maybe there's, you know, some stuff laying around, we try to get in touch with their emergency contact. So it serves multiple purposes, really, and keeps us in touch with some of the most probably the least vocal of our citizens, you know, people that are elders and seniors. Sometimes they don't get a voice at the table. And so we don't want our marginalized to feel like they're being pushed out. We want them to feel like they're loved.
Well, Julie, since you've been a volunteer, maybe you could give us a feel for a day in a life of a volunteer like yourself.
Sure. Yes. I volunteer every other week, so once every other week, and it's an hour and a half, so it's really not a big time commitment. And you show up at 11, you grab your meals, then you're on your way, and you get to meet a broad swath of Juneau, and the people in the program are from all walks of life, and so you get to interact with them. I love it because I feel that I am helping people stay in their homes longer. It's really important for quality of life. In addition to the hot meal that they get 5 days a week, in addition to the welfare check. So if they don't come to the door, someone is going to come check on them to make sure that they're okay. And then the other thing that we've talked about is the interaction. Interaction, sometimes you're the only person that they're going to talk to on that day. And so it's really important. And I've had situations too where I've opened the door and the person is just really upset about something. And so by you being there and listen to them, it helps them process and figure things out. And I think it really helps lighten their load. So even though the interactions are really brief, they're really important. And all those things together add up to increasing quality of life for the seniors and letting them stay in their homes longer.
So from what I understand that, and this has kind of been a problem nationally, that there's a shortage of volunteers like yourself.
Yeah. number one, I think that the demand is growing. And I think volunteers and help is just hard to find in general these days, but Matt might have more specifics.
Yeah, yeah, Matt, I mean, did Juneau have the same experience as the rest of the country?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. We do 15 routes all around Juneau. So that means we need at least 15 volunteers a day. You know, one of the things that makes it difficult for us is that we have a very finite amount of time because we are delivering warm meals. We do give each driver a heated bag so that we make sure those meals do get delivered warm. But we are doing it during lunchtime. So sometimes that is a little bit difficult to field volunteers, but we find that sometimes people have open lunch hours that they can volunteer during, or, you know, if you're retired or maybe you're working from home. So many people telecommute now that maybe you've got that extra time that you can go and deliver meals. So, yeah, we've experienced that much like the rest of the nation, and our need is definitely there.
Well, aside from the support, do you think that food security for seniors is a big issue too?
Absolutely. You know, that's one thing that we've noticed as well is as food prices have gone up, we've seen shipping costs gone up. Obviously, recently gas costs have gone up. We've noticed that some residents really are taking advantage of Meals on Wheels because it saves them a couple dollars a day. It saves them from having to make a meal, which, you know, brings up another thing. Some residents, this is their only meal that they're getting, which is really horrifying to say, but that's the truth. So that's why we need volunteers to make sure that this keeps going as well. This is a great program, and we'd love for people to be part of it so that we can make our community truly a community.
Now, one thing I did want to make a quick mention is this Saturday, the Rotary Clubs in Juneau are collecting food at for the food bank, Southeast Alaska Food Bank. Super Bear IGA and Foodland IGA are participating. How important is it that we support this? Because I'm assuming some of this goes to seniors, or all of it maybe.
Yeah, the food bank is a fantastic resource. I know many, many residents that take advantage of that, and we in the past have taken advantage of that as an organization to supplement where we needed extra food to feed. So, yeah, the food bank is a fantastic resource here in Juneau, for sure.
All right. Well, I wish we had more time to talk because I think that to drill down and really know how this program makes a difference on so many fronts is so important. But we want to thank Matt Walker and Julie Nelson for joining us here on Juneau Afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you can head to ccsak.org to sign up under Support Us.
Okay. Once again, give me that email address.
ccsak.org.
All right. Well, I'll put that website along with the interview when I post it so that people can go there for more help.